Good morning, I'm John Sliggers. A dense fog advisory is in effect this morning till 9 a.m. for the KLEM listening area. The National Weather Service in Sioux Falls says visibilities of a mile or less will be common. The advisory extends into all of northwest Iowa and adjacent portions of Nebraska, South Dakota, and Minnesota. If you're driving this morning, you're urged to slow down, use your headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. The new specialty clinics area at Floyd Valley Healthcare is now open. CEO Dustin Wright says construction is complete on the lower level of the new addition.
Thank you. We're really excited to be able to get the specialty clinic open, which just opened this past Monday. Again, that is new space that will house all of our specialty providers. We have a number that are employed through Floyd Valley and or come to Lamar's to provide care.
There is now direct access to the clinics.
Jared basically has the qualifications to be a firefighter, paramedic, or fire officer anywhere in the United States, which is all difficult to get. Jared is an all-in person for Lamar's Fire Rescue and was even awarded Firefighter of the Year this last year for our department. So it's my honor to promote Jared to battalion chief today.
Wright says there's plenty of space to accommodate a growing number of specialty clinics at Floyd Valley Healthcare. Wright says it'll take a little time to get used to the new layout, but he says some familiarity has been built into the design of these clinics. Lamar's will host a police and sheriff's canine event next week. Lamar's PD Chief Kevin Vandevec says the USPCA Regional Canine Handler Trials are part competition and part certification for the canines and their handlers.
So this is a competition. You know, everybody's going to show up, and they want their dogs to perform the best. But this is a time of year where they can actually get certification for their dogs, where they're going to meet certain requirements for whether it be their policies or requirements for court cases. This is where the dogs will get their certifications.
Teams will come from all over the Midwest.
I don't have a list of specific teams, but it's going to be throughout the entire Midwest, mainly Iowa. You're going to have a lot of teams coming out of Iowa, northwest Iowa, central Iowa, eastern Iowa, and then kind of reaching into some of the Midwest states.
There will be three categories of competition next week: obedience, box searches, and apprehension. Vandevec encourages people to observe the events at the two sites, Lamar's High School Practice Football Field and Rejoice Church, but there are some precautions to observe so as to keep distractions to the competitors at a minimum. Lamar's Fire Rescue Tuesday marked the addition of a new member and promotion of another. Fire Chief Dave Shipper says it's an exciting time for the force and for the city. Shipper sees the department members as a family, as most members have a family history in emergency response.
Briley comes from a long line of medically trained people in his family. Obviously, his father, Brandon, is here, one of our firefighter paramedics. You know, the fire service is traditionally made up of families and family members. And, you know, I can attest to that with having a shipper here for over 120 years on the fire department. It's just one of those things.
A new department member, Briley Palama of Lamar's, was officially sworn in by Mayor Rob Bixenman Tuesday. There also was a promotion Tuesday as Jared Kunkel was promoted to battalion chief and sworn into that position.
Jared basically has the qualifications to be a firefighter, paramedic, or fire officer anywhere in the United States, which is all difficult to get. Jared is an all-in person for Lamar's Fire Rescue and was even awarded Firefighter of the Year this last year for our department. So it's my honor to promote Jared to battalion chief today.
Shipper is thankful to the commitment of the city council and the force toward combining fire and EMT services in Lamar's. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is applauding legislation that has passed the House and the Senate, which aims to break up the monopoly that controls how donated organs are delivered or not delivered to people who desperately need transplants. Grassley says one nonprofit group, the United Network for Organ Sharing, has cornered the market since the 1980s, determining how hearts, lungs, livers, and other vital organs are harvested and used. The system has led to mismanagement, according to Grassley, and 200,000 deaths. Under the bill, which President Biden is expected to sign, the Federal Health Resources and Services Administration will step in and allow other nonprofits and for-profit groups to bid on taking over parts of the system to break up the monopoly. That's KLEM News. I'm John Slager.